Good evening. I'm Ron Esposito, and it's a pleasure to be with you this evening. Tonight, we're going to flip, flop, and fly. We're going to have a rent party in a bluesy fish fry, because we got a killer diller piano player with us tonight, Mr. Ben Levin. And we're going to be talking about his debut recording, Ben's Blues. Ben Levin, welcome to WVXU.
Hey, glad to be here, Ron.
You're more than welcome. I tell you what, when Lee laid this CD on me, it was like, I can't wait to check this out. Then I put it on, man, and it was like, yeah, this is cool.
Thank you.
Very cool. And I love that your main guy, Ricky Nye, plays drums on it, and some of Ricky's band is also on this recording.
That's right. Chris Douglas on the bass, and my dad, Aaron Levin, on guitars.
Also rounding out the group is Steve Snyder, harmonica, and of course, the man of our hour this evening, Ben Levin. How did you get into this stuff?
Well, I always joke with people, you know, I was hearing blues in the womb. My dad was playing Muddy Waters up to me when I was in my mom's belly, you know. So ever since I was a little kid, I've been exposed to this music. And my dad hooked up with Ricky when I was about maybe 8 years old and asked him if he could teach me some things on piano. He said, well, you know, normally I don't teach kids, but we'll give it a try, you know. And so I've been taking with Ricky ever since I was 8 years old.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Ben, it really shows. I mean, you've done your homework. You seem to have a natural affinity for this stuff.
Thank you.
And I'm looking over the compositions. There's a few of your own on here.
Yeah.
They're like right in the tradition of the style that you play, blues and boogie-woogie. I can really hear a deep influence from Professor Long here.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorites. That's one of the first guys where I was just blown away by the piano. His sound, it's like a full band with two hands on the piano, you know.
And were you influenced by Fess vocally a little bit as well?
A little bit. You know, when I was a little kid, I'd sit and listen and try to imitate his voice. And, you know, my dad would tease me, you know, Ben, you got to develop your own sound. But I definitely was influenced by his singing.
Aside from Professor Long here, how deep do you go with the guys that have influenced you?
Well, I listened to a lot of piano playing from a local musician, Big Joe Duskin. He was a big influence on Ricky Nye, my teacher. So, you know, we like to say that Big Joe's like my musical grandfather.
Absolutely. So. There is no denying that. A great musician, loved his singing. You know, a lot of these guys have like these outsized personalities, you know. Big Joe was just as down home as you could get. So there's a great quality that communicates in this music. So you want to tell us about the originals and some of the other composers that you're playing.
So we talked earlier about Professor Long here. I cover two of his tunes on here, the second and third track, Willie May and Hey Now Baby. And then another tune I do on here is by Henry Gray. It's called Cold Chills. And Henry Gray is a really great piano player because, you know, he came out of Louisiana like Professor Long here, but rather than going a little more mainstream with 50s R&B, he was a strict blues man. He played with Howlin' Wolf in the 50s and Elmore James and guys like that. So I always loved his piano playing.
You know, when I saw Henry Gray on there, I was trying to place him, and you've just done a great job of doing that for me. Thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, one of my originals, Tribute to Mr. Perkins, that's Pine Top Perkins, another one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I've always been listening to Muddy Waters, and one of my favorite eras of Muddy was when Pine Top was backing him up in the band, you know. And, of course, some of my original compositions, like Little Girl, I was recording the CD right when I went through my first breakup. So I thought, well, I got to put, you know, all this emotion to something. And my dad said, well, you know, you ought to write a tune about it. Okay, so you know, I came back home from school after a long day and sat behind the piano and thought about it, and, you know, those lyrics kind of hit me.
Breakups have been great fuel for art through the millennia.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah, so you guys recorded at Ultra Suede, right?
Yeah, at Ultra Suede Studio.
Had you been in a recording studio before?
It was my first time in a recording studio, and I really dug this place because you just walk in and it's just super relaxed. It feels like home already, you know. There's no pressure in there. It's just do your thing.
They still have that shag rug in there?
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know, you might know that Ultra Suede, in its previous incarnations, cut a lot of good music in there. Midnight Star and a lot of the great Cincinnati funk R&B groups from the 80s cut their stuff in there. Who was the engineer?
John Hoffman.
Yeah, I talked to those guys about the history of that room and its relationship to QCA Records. It was, you know, a great room for recording back in the day here in Cincinnati. So you go into the studio, and what are you thinking? What are you feeling?
I'm nervous. You know, it's my first time stepping foot in a studio. And, you know, luckily I had my group of guys around me, Ricky, my teacher, and Chris Douglas, who I've played with for years.
Okay,
and,
cool.
Of course, my dad on guitar. So I got a lot of support in the room. And so, you know, the main thing everybody's telling me is just relax and play it just like it's any other show.
And that's true. That's right. Because if you overthink it, forget it. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a couple tunes on here where we might have had to run through it 10 or 15 times to the point where we had to take a breather and come back. But nothing too bad, you know.
So are you looking to be a professional musician?
I think right now I want to keep my music on the side and find some different day job. Play, you know, every weekend, but I'm not really sure yet, to be honest with you.
No, sure, right. How old are you now?
18, so I'm a senior.
Yeah, and where do you go to high school?
Walnut Hills.
Well, they got a good music program at Walnut Hills.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
And overall, that's an exceptional public high school. In fact, you know, you're probably aware of the tons of great musicians that have come out of Walnut Hills High School.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, particularly like the pianist Fred Hirsch comes to mind, of course. Half the jazz guys that grew up in Cincinnati went to Walnut Hills.
That's right.
Yeah man. So you're playing mostly on electric keyboards. You get to play acoustic pianos at
well,
times.
That's the thing. You know, a lot of shows in Cincinnati, the venues don't have pianos, so I'll have to bring my keyboard. You know, there's a lot of piano players who try to do that as little as possible, but it doesn't really bother me, you know, either way.
Yeah, so you're playing a keyboard that maybe has weighted keys.
Right, right, a full size.
And then
size.
It's full size, 88.
That's right.
You don't quite have a Bösendorfer electronic keyboard yet. So what else you want to tell us?
I just got back from my first trip overseas before school started.
Well, man, tell me about that.
Well, like I said, my dad's my booking agent. He's been emailing festival organizers in Europe for the past couple years trying to get me over there. And finally, this past summer, we heard something back. So I got to play at this festival in France called the Le Roquebrune Boogie Woogie Festival. And, I mean, it was incredible. There might have been a couple thousand people in this crowd, this huge stage. But what was really fun was, you know, when I got to relax after the show, was this village had a couple of clubs with pianos in it. And people would just play from sun up till sundown. And I was out one night till 4 a.m. just pounding out some boogie.
My man.
It was a really fun time.
Has Ricky been able to help you with any of this stuff as well?
He definitely helped me get connected with these guys. You know, the band I used over there, those are all Ricky's guys from the Paris Blues Band who he's recorded with. So, yeah, he was definitely a huge help.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Where is your recording available? How can people get Ben's Blues?
Order a copy on my website, benlevinpiano.com. Or, you know, if you ever come to see me play, I always have copies with me for sale.
You got it at Shake It or Everybody's by any chance?
Thank you. Yes. I also have my record available at Shake It Records and Everybody's Records.
So do you play out in public much?
Yeah. My dad's my booking agent. He keeps me busy. He got me playing just about every weekend in town, you know, bars, restaurants, private parties, stuff like that.
Where are you playing in town these days?
On the 27th. In October, I'll be at Mansion Hill with the Heaters. That's always a fun place. That's one of the later shows. We play till 1 a.m., so 9 to 1. And the next night, I'll be right down the street at the Southgate House for this blues festival they're putting on. I'll be there from 7 to 8 p.m., and I would recommend that to any blues fans in the area. They've got tons of local bands. They're calling it a Boo Bash Festival.
And then the third Thursday of each month?
Yeah, the third Thursday, I'm at Brew River Gastro Pub.
Down in the East End.
That's right.
So on these gigs you have coming up, you're playing with a group? Are you playing solo?
Yeah, we'll call it the group for Mansion Hill and the Southgate House. That's the Heaters with Ben Levin, because my dad will be on guitar. And then later when I'm at Brew River, that's just solo.
Hey, Ben, thanks for coming by tonight.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure talking to you. We've been in conversation with pianist and vocalist Ben Levin, talking about his latest debut called Ben's Blues. And more information about Ben Levin and where he's playing can be found on our website at wvxu.org. I'm Ron Esposito. Thanks for listening.